And finally tonight, an annual celebrated event took place in Washington this past week, and it didn't have anything to do with politics.
It's known as peak bloom, the day 70% of the blossoms are open on Washington's iconic cherry trees around the tidal basin. This year's was 2 weeks earlier than average after the warmest Washington January on record. Cherry blossom season in the nation's capital draws 1.5 million people from across the country and abroad. Lorna Phillip and her sister came from Trinidad and Tobago.
One of our main reasons for coming, she wanted to see the cherry blossoms in bloom. And I mean, just nature at its best.
But for 158 of the trees, this will be their last bloom. The National Park Service is cutting them down later this spring as part of a project to rebuild the tidal basin seawalls, which have sunk over the years in some places as much as 5 feet. As a result, it floods twice a day at high tide, driven by rising waters due to climate change.
It inundates the roots of the cherry trees, resulting in the deaths of many trees, threatens infrastructure like sidewalks. It's even forced us to close the Jefferson Memorial from time to time as the water overflows the walkways leading to the site.
That twice-a-day diet of brackish water has hollowed out the trunk of a beloved tree known as Stumpy. It stubbornly continues to bloom despite being in what botanists call a mortality spiral. It's getting even more attention this year since it's one of those on the chopping block.
Our partners at the National Arboretum will take clippings of Stumpy and create genetic matches, essentially clones, with the same genetic material as that tree, and we'll plant those around the tidal basin when the work is finished.
Well, I'm glad they waited. They're going to wait until after the cherry blossom season. Yeah. So it will be interesting. I will be here every year like I always am.
And as this year's display of beauty fades, a reminder of the cycles of life, both human and botanical.